Sports Radio.
A tremendous Monday to you. Tremendous Monday. I'm Jim Rome. We're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. Do you need to know what it takes for a home to fit your budget and your family? Then Rocket can. All right, so we're wide open in hour number three. We've done our two interviews. Your telephone number is 1-800-636-8686. I just want to start this hour by reminding you, not all beef jerky is the same. Old Trapper's original old-fashioned teriyaki, hot and spicy and peppered, all come in 4-ounce bags. That way you can sample different flavors to find the best one for you. Ask for Old Trapper by name, because no other jerky compares. Old Trapper, what is your beef? All right, so I talked about my weekend in Madison. Had a great weekend. Except for Saturday at Camp Randall. That was not great. Apparently, I was not the only one having a great weekend. Somebody had a great weekend following me around. Allegedly. Nah. My guy, Steven in Green Bay, said, it's actually funny. We were there as well. I was with my family. I knew you were there because I saw you on Instagram. I saw you. In fact, I was actually retracing your footsteps. And I was not intending to do so. I just was.
So I was like, oh, Jim Rome's in town. I knew you were going. But then that night we had a lovely dinner, and I was, and my cousins who were there were telling me that Jim Rome's upstairs. Sure enough, I go up to get my first drink post-dinner, and there you are hanging out. I did want to go up and tell you that I suffer from your affliction as well, Jimmy. I also suffer from jungle Tourette.
And then this guy jumps in with this email. Quote, and then after I saw you at the game, I tailed your Uber when you went to the restaurant. And then I could see you sleeping when I was watching you through your hotel window. And when I saw you get on the plane, it was an honor buying a standby ticket for your flight so I could watch you order a cocktail. Stalkeringly yours, Steven in Green Bay.
We were telling you that Jim Rome's upstairs. Sure enough, I go
Jake. Jake in New York City said that. Nah, man, he was nothing but respectful. All right, yeah, I got it. Thank you, Alvy. 1-800-636-8686. All right, where else you want to go? So I mentioned that straight up there were some incredible viral moments over the weekend from the sporting world. Like, laugh out loud, funny type bleep. A few plays that I just kept watching over and over and over again, laughing every single time I hit refresh. I mean, rare is the play that you can watch 10 times, 15 times, 20 times, and it only gets better and funnier every time you see it. I mean, I felt like I spent hours on my phone and on my laptop watching the same stuff over and over and over again. Hell, yesterday alone, from DK Metcalf having to get carted off the field to go to the bathroom, to Garrett Bowles, A-plus effort for that big man hustle in trying to chase down Raiders corner Amik Robertson on his fumble return for a touchdown, were both a couple of amazing moments that I hit refresh on a number of times. I mean, Garrett, A for effort. But that hang time, my man, that's what had me dying. Hell yes, big fella. Check that out if you haven't seen that already. That hang time was amazing. However, as good as that was, as good as he was, that was not the most clickable or viral moment of the weekend. In fact, not even close. Because a day earlier, while I was stuck in Wisconsin watching Illinois drop that nice, swift ass-kicking on our Badgers, something amazing was taking place several hundred miles away in Columbus. No joke. Not since Buddy needed his night out has C-Town created such an amazing piece of video. And no, nobody was getting their perv on the dance floor. However, Rutgers wideout slash return man Aaron Cruikshank was lucky he did not get slapped with the silver bracelets before making it off the field, because my man damn near murdered a punter in broad daylight. In case you missed this, and in the event that you did, I'm sorry, because this is one of those moments that you'll remember exactly where you were when it happened, or when you heard about it, or when you saw it. Let me set the scene in case you missed it. Third-ranked Ohio State, putting it on Rutgers, 49-10 in the fourth quarter, about 9.5 minutes to go in the game. Buckeyes have the ball. Again, up 39, 4th and 2 in punt formation. But just because they were in punt formation and up 39 points does not mean punter Jesse Mirko had the same thought as everybody else watching. I'm not exactly sure what he was thinking. I'm guessing he was thinking, damn, if they're coming after me and I've got some daylight and I only need 2 yards, screw it. I'm going to tuck it and I'm going to run. I'm sure at some point in this punter's life, hell, in every punter's life, they're told that if you see it and you think you can get it, just go. Just do it. I would imagine, however, the caveat's always, unless you're up 39, then just kick it. I'm assuming that's what he was thinking. But then again, I don't know for sure. But I do know exactly what the return man, Cruikshank, was thinking. He saw the punter, quote, fake it, up 39, and I know exactly what he was thinking. He was thinking, oh, hell no, not on my bleeping watch. We're having one of the worst days ever, and you're going to tuck it, and you're going to run, up 39. The hell you are, punter. And my man, the return man, channeled his inner Sean Taylor, and he went in like a heat-sinking missile and absolutely blew this cat up right there on the Ohio State sideline long after he had stepped out of bounds. Yes, it was late, really late. And yes, it was over the line, really over the line. And yes, that was worthy of an ejection. But yes, that was also one of the most amazing things I have ever seen. Like this dude, in real time, in that split second, just took it upon himself to deliver some vigilante justice and let everybody know, you might be kicking our ass, but we're not having that disrespect. And this was not some badass linebacker who took this amazing angle and knocked out a defenseless punter. This is a return man who goes maybe a buck 70. Yet he looked like Sean Taylor, Ronnie Lott, and my man Bob Sanders all rolled into one. It was that kind of a collision. This dude goes maybe a buck 70. Maybe a buck 70. But he hits like he's 270. Like, I was mesmerized. I literally could not stop watching it. I hit refresh over and over and over again. And I can't lie. Every single time, I laughed. I'm just going to be real and transparent. Maybe I shouldn't have, but it was funny as hell. I laughed at it every single time. I literally could not believe that that's how that went down. Dodger Jano, now she's no longer Madison Jano. She's back to Dodger Jano because we're in the lounge in the Minneapolis airport with a 4-hour layover. And I'm watching all the games and I'm doing all my stuff. But Dodger Jano looks over at me and she says finally, oh my gosh, what are you watching? What is the matter with you? What is so funny? I'm like, what is so funny? This. Watch this.
Oh, he's going to fake it, keep it, and why not? I mean, and then a late hit. They're going to have to tack yardage on the end of this, and Cruikshank is the one that hit him.
I just laughed again. I just watched it again on CBS Sports Network on our TV feed, and I just laughed again. I mean, it's absolutely incredible. It's awesome. Cruikshank just shanked the Ohio State punter. Can I repeat that? Cruikshank just shanked the Ohio State punter, and he did so when he was clearly out of bounds. And he did so on the Ohio State sideline. And the sound is great, but it does not begin to do it justice. The video is goat bleep. I mean, goat stuff. Couldn't stop laughing on my plane ride home. And I just kept watching it over and over and over again. Because you know what that was? That was this generation's Brian Moorman and Sean Taylor. But I'm going to argue even better. And I thought nothing was better than that. There's just so many things about this that make it so incredible. I mean, incredible enough that I can do an entire segment on it. Yes, it was Mirko's decision, not Ryan Day's. I mean, Day said as much after, and even seeing that play, there was no way Ryan Day was going to call a fake punt up 39 against somebody he coached with in Greg Schiano. There was no way, obviously, right? Obviously. And Day said as much after. And then if you don't believe him, this is another great angle and an underrated angle to this story. If you don't believe the coach, and there's no reason not to believe the coach, there's no way they're running a fake up 39. But if you don't believe him, take it from Buckeye kicker Noah Ruggles, who tweeted this in defense of his guy. And I love the kicker taking up for the punter. He tweeted, quote, "Rutgers sent the punt block team all out, overloading one side in the fourth quarter, down 39. We ain't call no fake. Boys saw the open field and put it in turbo. Sorry about it. My boy gonna expose ya if you let him at Jesse_Mirko29. That is an awesome tweet in and of itself. Quote, "Boy saw the open field and put it in turbo. Sorry about it. My boy gonna expose ya if you let him." That's an all-time great tweet from a kicker. And I love the kicker for that tweet. I do. And I love the punter even for, quote, "putting it in turbo." But I still love Crookshank so much more. Because Ruggles, he saw your boy's turbo and he boosted himself right into his ass out of bounds. I love this dude seeing Mirko running that fake punt and saying, "oh, hell no." And decides to, quote, "knock your boy out cold." That dude might have seen an open field, but Crookshank saw red. And he saw rage. And he destroyed this cat. And again, I want to make this point really clear. Imagine this dude's mindset. It's incredible. In that moment, in a split second, he is back deep for a punt return. He sees Mirko bolt. And he had to think, man, we're already having the worst day ever. We're already humiliated as bleep. And now you're going to mess with us, punter? The hell you are. So just as every punter is told at some point, if you think you can get that first down, you go right ahead, take your shot. Somebody must have pulled Crookshank aside and said, if a punter ever disrespects you by trying to run for it for a first down, up 39 the fourth quarter, you bleeping take matters into your own hands. Or better yet, nobody ever had to tell Crookshank that. He just knew. He's that dude. And for that reason, that dude is a bleeping legend. Yeah, I know. I probably should not be glorifying a guy who did something to get himself ejected from the game, but I cannot help it. Because not only was that one of my favorite moments of the weekend, that's like one of my favorite moments ever. Like, I want to meet this guy. And how about the play-by-play dude? That was so great, too. The play-by-play dude's like, oh, he's going to keep it. Oh, he's going to keep it, and why not? Why not? Why not, play-by-play dude? Because it damn near got him decapitated. That's why not.
Why not?
And why not? Why not? It's there. Hey, Buckeye fan, I know you're pissed. I know you're pissed. Just as I know that Ryan Day did not call that fake. No way he would. And I know you were not looking to run it up. I get that too. But Crookshank is no villain. In fact, this dude's practically a hero. I mean, that is one of the most amazing plays I've ever seen. So amazing that I would have had zero problem leading with it on an NFL Monday. I'm just here to tell you, nobody outside of Columbus had a problem with that. No joke. Not since Monmouth star Georgie Pappas' garbage time, steal, dunk, bleep, talk, technical combo in Lawrence. Have I loved a college guy doing something in a blowout as much as I love that? Crookshank very clearly is a big unwritten rules guy. And Mirko the punter clearly broke those rules. And Crookshank took matters into his own hands. Incredible. Go see that if you have not seen that. The collision is violent. In fact, Alvin, I don't want to be greedy about this, but I really believe I'd like to see that one more time.
Oh, he's going to fake it and keep it, and why not? I mean, oh, and then a late hit. They're going to have to tack yardage on the end of this, and Cruikshank is the one that hit him.
The return man, mind you. The second he saw that, he just took off like a heat-sinking missile. I don't know. Greg Schiano's point when he ran across the field after it happened was, hey, I had to, one, make sure it didn't get out of hand. Two, because my guy was over there on their sideline, I wanted to make sure I got him out of there. Yeah, either that or congratulate him and tell him how proud I was of him. That was an amazing thing. He probably went over there to pick him up himself. 1-800-636-8686. Douse him in Gatorade. Carry him off the field in a blowout. I see both sides. I understand, Buckeye fan, why you're so pissed. I want to be very clear about that. There's no way Ryan Day would ever call a fake punt up 39 to show up Rutgers. He's not doing that. And by the way, I understand why the punter did it. I'm sure punters are taught that. If you see it and you think you can get it, run it. And he did. But just don't think there won't be consequences if you do it. I think that when punters are told, if you think you can get the first down, do it. Again, it comes with a caveat. Unless you're up by 39, then you're just better off kicking it. Or you're going to find what? You're going to find the wrong return man who's not going to take that well. And Cruikshank is that dude. He's a former Badger, too.
Why do you even ponder?
Hey, Rome. Vince Young in the confetti. The band on the field. And now Aaron Cruikshank blowing up a punter 15 yards out of bounds in a 39-point blowout. Best moment in college football in 50 years. Damasio in Albuquerque. I know, Damasio. I'm kind of making it sound like that, aren't I? Because it might very well be. I can't get over that. Just the insanity of the whole thing and all the storylines and all the layers to that. Like, I need this dude's gamer. Like, I want to meet this guy. I want this guy's gamer. Much like I got Georgie's gamer. It was incredible. I could see where any one of the other guys on the punt return team might have taken it upon themselves. But the return man himself taking matters into his own hands and the guy going maybe a buck 70 and coming off an injury last year and playing his way back into form. Incredible. That dude could not have taken that more personally. I may have taken an entire segment on that. I could do another segment on that. I'm so amazed by that play. And my man popped right up too, like, Never mind that they were down 39 at the time. That's what I thought. Amber's in. Romy. Loved all your Insta stories this weekend. Madison looked amazing, and it was awesome to see a pic of you and your twin, Jake Rome. Amber in Portland. That's why you got to be following my IG.
War Lady Clone.
That's why you got to be following that. Jake and I did take a picture together. Does he not look like kind of a blonde Jim Rome? This is great, too. I have to share the story about that haircut he's got. He went, and this guy gave him a fade. And he didn't know what he was getting. And he got it. And he rocked it proudly. And if you think it looked bad this weekend, you should have seen it a couple of weeks back. And he FaceTimed us the other night. And I just could not stop laughing. I was talking so much junk. So much junk to the kid. I'm like, Jake, are you kidding me about that? He's like, what? What? I'm like, that's my boy. He then texts me. He goes, y'all could never rock this haircut. And I wrote back, y'all are right. Not at any point in my life could I have ever gone out in public with that haircut. I'm proud of you, son. Plus, you rock the game day overall, as the kids do. That's got to be bad. To rock the game day overall in the sun for a beatdown like that. They're resilient, though. They rallied. As soon as they were out of the stadium, they shook it off. Knew they had a rare sunny day in October, and they just took that party to the next stop. All right, when we come back, more on the NFL and your reaction to any of this. Hit me up. ATP Day also on a Monday. Small business owners want to know the secret to navigating the employee retention credit. Trust in Omega Accounting Solutions to help you recover any payroll tax overpayments that you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee if you continue to pay employee wages during COVID. All it takes is a quick and easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to find out if you qualify or not. It is that simple. It's that fast. In fact, the date from onboarding to filing is just 30 days. CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. They're that good. They're that knowledgeable. They're that efficient. And with over 15 years of experience in financial management, business leadership, and corporate strategy combined, you can count on Omega every step of the way to take advantage of this exclusive small business tax credit. Or if you have any specific ERC questions, you want to call Omega Accounting Solutions at 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com before the filing window closes or funds run out. 800-704-2000 or go to OmegaTaxCredits.com.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
So, calling all small business owners who paid employee wages during COVID. You may have overpaid on your payroll taxes and are eligible to receive a refund of up to $26,000 per employee. To schedule your free ERC consultation, call Omega Accounting Solutions, 800-704-2000, or visit OmegaTaxCredits.com. Find out. It's easy enough to find out. Call that number. Do it. I've got an ATP coming up that I want you to be a part of. So hit us up for that too. One more number I want to give you, and I don't get this number out very often. The voicemail number. We use this phone number for our podcast. It's a way for you to get reps. So if you're laying out thinking, you know what? I don't know if I want to be on the show. I don't know if I can deal with that. I don't know if I want to get clowned. I don't know if I'm ready. Good. Or if you want to say things that you know you can't say on this show but can get away with on our podcast, do that too. Multifaceted. 949. Write this down. 949-385-0447. 949-385-0447. We are still playing back your voicemails on the Jim Rome podcast, which drops every single Wednesday. All right, then. So you have the NFL weekend, and we got into what happened, but then you've got the NFC East. Like, the hell is going on in the NFC East? I mean, that division, the divisional balance there could not be more ass backwards through 4 weeks than it is. Like, every last one of us assumed that the AFC West was going to be the best division ever. Not one of, but the best divisions ever. And we all thought that there might be maybe one good team from the NFC East. One good team. Not a great team, but a good team. Well, that one good team isn't just good. They're 4-0. And they might be the team to beat in the NFC. They're the horse pie Sando housing, D-cell battery chucking Philadelphia Eagles. They're the only undefeated team left. And right behind them, somehow, some way, incredibly, are the 3-1 football Giants. Also incredibly, the 3-1 Dallas Cowboys. Things are so good in Philly right now that Philly fan actually gave an ovation to the opposing coach before the game yesterday. And yes, I understand that coach was Doug Peterson. And yes, Dougie and Big Nick Foles did work a miracle in finally delivering onto Philly fan a Lombardi. I get that. But I also understand that Philly fan ran that same dude out of town. Booed that same dude right out of town. This is why he's coaching the Jags in the first place. And believe me, Philly fan would boo their own mother right out of town if she showed up and rooted for the other team. They did boo Santa Claus. They did boo Mike Schmidt. I know, Philly fan, you were just trying to make Schmidty a better player. I know. Clearly, Philly fan is flying high right about now if they're giving ovations to the opposing head coach. And they should be. I know why they are. And as impressive as they've looked all year, I'm not sure that they've had a more impressive win than the one they had over the Jags. And think about what I just said right there. Their most impressive win was over Jacksonville. That's how good Jacksonville looks right now. And because that game could not have started any worse than it did. The Eagles were in a 14-0 hole in the first 12 minutes. Jalen Hurts threw a hideous pick six early on. The weather was a sloppy mess, and it seemed like maybe the Eagles were finally going to remember that they were, well, the Eagles. And that Jalen Hurts was going to remember that he was, well, Jalen Hurts. That's not what happened. What happened was Philly had the lead back by halftime, and they never trailed again. In fact, they have not trailed in the second half of a game yet this season. And yes, five Jags turnovers definitely helped out. But do not blame the weather, Jags fan. Or at least, do not bring that noise anywhere near Hassan Reddick.
How easily you guys were able to generate some turnovers?
I mean, why? They played in the same weather we did. Why would we sit here and make weather an excuse for anybody? You know what I'm saying? We came out here and played in the same exact weather they did. Nobody was talking about weather when they went up 14-0 on us, was they? So we ain't going to make that excuse. They came out here and they played in the same exact environment that we played in.
Preach. Man, what a pickup he's been, man. This dude's a beast. This dude is a beast and making plays. Big plays. They more than passed the eyeball test. They look legit. The Eagles look legit. They sound legit. They carry themselves like they're legit. And, I mean, it's early, but that's not a tiny sample size. I mean, they may, in fact, be the team to beat in the NFC at least after four games, or at least if you listen to their head coach, Nick Sirianni.
There ain't nothing like winning in Philly.
No, man, there ain't nothing like winning in Philly.
There ain't nothing like winning in Philly.
It's hard to imagine this was a guy that we were all mocking and clowning for getting his team to play rock, paper, scissors.
Rock, paper, scissors. Let's see how competitive you are.
What's more mind-blowing than he and Big Fat Mike both being Coach of the Year candidates? And James Kelly, put your phone down. Kelly hates that. Kelly hates hearing that Big Fat Mike could be a Coach of the Year candidate. He's already chasing that with Duck Duck Goose Nick. Be quiet, Kelly. If you've got something to say, James Kelly, dial in. Don't you dial up that Comrex, stud. You got something to say. If you want to crack on Big Fat Mike, you know where to find me. If you want a Duck Duck Goose Nick, you know where to find me. Man, he's feeling good about himself today. Kelly is 4-1-1. Will do that, though, with a chance to go 5-1-1. Are you wondering how we're playing tonight's game? Rams-Niners, if you are, find Jim Rome's Big Head Bets. Yes, yet another podcast, because the world needs another podcast, because I need another podcast. Actually, I do.
World needs plenty of bartenders.
The world needs plenty of podcasts, and we've got one. Thanks to DraftKings and the Big Head, 4-1-1 with a chance to go 5-1-1 and still crying about the game that he pushed on. The thing about the NFC East, though, and Philly, they're not the only surprise. In fact, they're not horribly surprising. We knew they had a damn good roster. The question was, would Jalen Hurts take the next step? And he has. So this isn't terribly surprising. On the other hand, the G-men are, the Cowboys are. Take the G-men. Yeah, I mean, you got Danny interceptions, Danny fumbles, and now Danny injury. And yet they still beat the Bears to get to 3-1. In fact, not just Danny, all of that. Daniel Jones and Tyrod Taylor both went down in this game, and they still won. They had Saquon Barkley taking QB snaps, and they still beat Chicago. Which, of course, tells you more about the Bears than the G-men, but whatever it takes. Jones and Taylor combined, check this out, they combined to go 9-for-16 for 82 yards and an INT for the entire game. And that was their entire passing offense, and they still won. So whatever the hell Brian Daboll is doing is clearly working, because it's like the Giants can't lose right now. I mean, are they that resilient, or are the Bears that crappy? As always, the answer is yes. And then you could say the same exact thing for Cooper Rush, a.k.a. the 4-0 Cooper Rush, a.k.a. the first Cowboys quarterback to ever win his first four starts, because that dude can't lose. This dude cannot lose. He can't lose, and Jarrah can't win. Although Tom Pelissero did make a good point about Jarrah. All news is good news to Jarrah. I don't know. I mean, yes, Jarrah thinks so for sure, but he's got a quarterback that can't lose, but it's not the quarterback that he paid. And just last week, the narrative on Jarrah's $160 million QB was that he was way ahead of schedule on rehab from surgery on that throwing hand. And then, surprise, surprise, after the game yesterday, he was suddenly pumping the brakes on all of that.
What does he have to do in your mind to get back out on the field?
I don't know. I really don't. I know that he does need to be able to grip and control and throw the ball. And he does need to do that so that the pain won't keep him from doing it. And so I don't know if that's going to happen or not. I do know that he's making great progress.
Hey, Dr. Jarrah, that's not what you were saying before. Yeah, it doesn't sound like a Jarrah. You're making it sound like Dak had some sort of enormous setback over the weekend, a setback called the 4-0 Cooper Rush. That setback. And you know the old man was dead serious when he was talking about that quarterback controversy. Yeah, well, that was the one thing he was right about. He may, in fact, have one. Quote, in Rush we trust.
In Rush we trust as our backup.
It's my guy Mike. I mean, that's funny and all. It is funny and all. But how many quarters of Dak looking gimpy will it take before all of Dallas wants to feel the Rush once again? Alvy and I had to. I mean, I gotta be honest. This has looked like a completely different football team since that dude took over at quarterback. How different? So different, we're talking about Big Fat Mike as a Coach of the Year candidate. Didn't that tell you all you need to know? This guy was all but fired a couple of weeks ago. And now we're talking about him being Coach of the Year. Yeah, I know. I know that Rush didn't do anything especially significant yesterday, but he doesn't need to. He just wins. He just wins. And as I mentioned, when I had the conversation with Tom Pelissero, he just makes the right throws and the right decisions at the right time, and it's working. And remember, I could see why Jarrah might be a little confused. One, he's really old. Two, he's on a really tight schedule.
My schedule.
He doesn't have time to be playing games with his QBs. Like, he literally does not have time, period. Like, left on Earth. He does not have the luxury of folding a winning hand at this point. And right now, Coop is pocket rockets, yo. If it ain't broke. If it ain't broke. Dude's 4-0. He's 3-0 this year, and his coach is Mike McCarthy. You're going to pull him off the field. Yeah, I don't know about that. James Kelly feeling himself, quote, duck, duck, goose, Nick. Hey, Deck, you do know they're the only undefeated team left in the NFL, right? Just checking. Find Jim Rome's Big Head Bets and see if James Kelly goes to 5-1-1 for the weekend. We've got our pick for tonight's game. I'm not giving it to you here. It's free. You just have to go download the podcast and listen. I'm not asking for a hell of a lot. It's really entertaining. And obviously the intel is good. if this guy's got a chance to go 5-1-1. I'm like, where are you, Head? He's like, I'm here. You're texting me, you're here. A text does not count as I'm here. Did you get on that box of yours and use it? All right, when we come back.
I'm right here.
Oh, he is here. Dude, you are here.
I am. Dialed in.
Yeah, except it's 11:39.
I know. Now we got to go break. Sorry.
Yeah, we do. Okay, well, I'm glad you're here, though. This guy. All right, when we come back, we may or may not find him. He's so funny. Like, when he's like, I'm here, he meant I'm here. Yeah, but nobody told me you were here. Albie's too busy bumping Tom Sawyer. Ritz too busy doing nothing. Chalk, that falls on you, man. If you have this guy up, you gotta let me know. I'm here, and he was. All right, time for a sports update. Here it is. Here is Rich Ackerman. Monday, always an ATP day. Ask the Pros, brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts. Think O'Reilly Auto Parts. For all your car care needs, get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Let's mix in a few ATPs. Jim, did Jake sit in the student section or with you? Did you jump around? Victor in San Diego. No and no. No. Strike that. Yes and no. He sat in the student section, and I did not jump around. They did, though. If you follow me on Instagram, you saw it on my stories. This is why you want to follow me at Jim Rome. I did not jump around. Dodger Jano probably did jump around. Dodger Jano participates in everything. Everything. Everything in life. Big weekend. We were back in Madtown, and Logan Rome had, quote, homeco. He had homecoming. And he had a showcase in Arizona. So big weekend for the Rome fam. Hi, Jim. Was that just the latest time of year you have been to Eagle River? Bella, that was not Eagle River. That was Madison. Madison is, okay, so that was not a run to the lake house. Madison is 3.5 hours away from Eagle River. So, no, I don't go to Eagle River. I really don't go to Wisconsin past August, usually, unless there's a football game. And we will do that every year, once a year. The family will hit that one way or another once a year. If I don't hit it every single year, Madison Jano will hit it every single year. This one says, amazing show open today on The Great Equalizer and Diarrhea King Metcalf. I did not gloss him that, all right? Diarrhea King Metcalf. But I need to know, where exactly did Alvin get the flatulent sound effects from? Thanks, Jim. Tony in Omaha. Alvin says he was able to retrieve that from, quote, Grossy O'Donnell. This was submitted to the show back in 2014.
Oh, there, Jimmy. This is the Grossy O'Donnell sports segment. This morning, I watched a little basketball. And I farted.
Alvin, let me interrupt really quickly. This is incredible. At some point, we got it in our heads, and this is 2014, that we wanted video submissions for the program. So we opened it up. Quote, Grossy O'Donnell submitted this to us in 2014.
Oh, there, Jimmy. This is the Grossy O'Donnell sports segment.
Let me interrupt this one more time. Spoiler alert. It was from that dope Blaze. Proceed, Alvy.
Oh, there, Jimmy. This is the Grossy O'Donnell sports segment.
Let me interrupt one more time. That video submission thing we had, that idea, lasted about 5 minutes or until Blaze submitted this. Proceed.
Watched a little basketball. And I farted. Then I watched a little Mets baseball highlight. And I farted. And I ate some cheeseburgers. And I farted. And then I... Well, I farted. That's been the gross O'Donnell Sports Media, Jim.
Hey, Tony. Hey, Tony in Omaha, does that answer your question? Alvin. Understand that it's all almost show-related. It's organic. Like, Alvin doesn't go to his sound library and dial up flatulence, you know, from some service that we pay for. That was actually show-generated by some moron. And how ironic is it? Didn't he hit us earlier today?
Ironic.
That's really ironic. Blaze, you go away, right? You go away, and then all of a sudden you show up twice in one day?
Gross, O'Donnell.
Extremely ironic.
Ironic.
Weird. What else do we have here? Jeff writes, Cooper Rush is 4-0 as a Cowboy starter. He obviously loves playing in the limelight. Sincerely, Rush. I could do that for 3 hours. I will never turn any of that away. If any of you can mix in a Rush reset for Cooper Rush, it's getting on the air. Better than Grossy O'Donnell, that's for sure. Especially that song. Such a good song. Such a good band. For the ones who get it done, Grainger is offering supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and an experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Call or click Grainger.com or stop on by. There is the Monday edition of the program. My thanks to Andy Staples, Tom Pellicero, the XR4TI. Have a great day. See you tomorrow. We're out.
Gross, O'Donnell.